Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hello, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, will do two readings coming from the Word of God. First, the Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Its basis, Matthew 13:28, Jeremiah 3:22, Jeremiah 14:9, Song of Solomon 1:15, Joshua 9:25, Lamentations 3:42, 1 Samuel 12:4, Isaiah 63:19, Joshua 9:11, Song of Solomon 1:4, Numbers 32:31, Deuteronomy 1:14. The Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission. The servants, the Gentiles, said to him, their Lord, Tommy L. Hart, behold, we come to thee, for thou art the Lord, our God. Thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us. Thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, art fair, just, and honest. And now, behold, we the Gentiles are in thine hand, as it seemeth good and right to thee to do to us too. Thou hast not pardoned, thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us. We the Gentiles are thine. We the Gentiles are your servants. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will do as thou, our Lord Tommy L. Hart, hast said to thy servants. The things, the judgments which thou, Lord Hart, hast spoken are good for us to do. The next reading is the Gentiles' covenant. Its basis, Numbers 14:9, Jeremiah 5:24, Deuteronomy 29:29, Isaiah 25:9, 1 Timothy 4:10, Psalm 126, verse 3, Psalm 98:1, Psalm 34:3, Jeremiah 51:10, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, Exodus 24:7, Psalm 118:24, 1 Corinthians 4:9, Romans 14:8, Isaiah 40:8. The Gentiles covenant. The Lord is with us. Let us now fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Those things which are revealed by the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, belong to us and to our children forever. We shall perform or do all the words of this law. Tommy L. Hart is our God. We have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. We trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. He hath done marvelous things. Let us exalt his name together. Let us declare the work of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. We will be obedient and do all that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath said. This is the day which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are made a spectacle. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's servants. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. The Gentiles' covenant. We shall perform all the words of the law. And they said this law, which is a reference to the law, which I'm sure many of you have heard me read. That law can be found in the archives of Lawmaster. Lawmaster is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Authorized Version Bible, a.k.a. AZB and King James Version, condemns the papacy. I have spoken before on the AZB's condemnation of the Christian ministers and Christianity. If the Bible condemns all Christian ministers and Christianity, it is implied that it also condemns the papacy, because the papacy is a Christian outfit. But the AZB's condemnation of the papacy is more than an implication. It is a fact. In consideration of the statement in Galatians 6:7, which says, God is not mocked, I have concluded that God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, is mocked. How so? The Gentiles mock God in and by their Christian doctrine, preaching, and teaching. Their religious speech is purposeful. With their religious speech, they taught the AZB's God. They knowingly and deliberately defy and mock the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles defy and mock me from two fronts, from the Catholic front and from the Protestant front. No, their stubbornness and taunting and hatred do not change anything. The law of Moses, the people's law, still stands, and they still have the obligation, they being the Gentiles, still have the obligation of performing that law. I am still their God, and they still have the lawful duty of honoring and serving me. I uphold that which is written in Daniel 11:36. It says, that is determined shall be done. The purpose of the Gentiles' Christian message is threefold: to mislead the ignorant and unlearned, to deceive and keep black people in the dark, and to defy and mock the one true and living God, the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles' Christian message is deceitful, it is iniquitous, it is hate-based. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have spoken. Now, I will go to the description for today's program. I'm going to it now. that is coming up. The title of this discourse is The Christian Clergy, Fallen from Grace. The crucial matter of the AVB has no good thing to say about the Christian clergy. Matter of fact, it condemns the clergy, the papacy, and the Christian religion itself. In my discourse, I will present a word picture of the condemnation of the papacy, the Christian clergy, and the Christian religion. Question and statement of concern comes from Jeremiah 6:16. I will turn to it. Jeremiah 6:16. The statement says, first the question. It says, where is the good way? Where is the good way? I have pointed out that which the AVB holds to be the good way. I've done that on many occasions. Where is the good way, and walk therein. The people have the obligation of walking in that good way. What is that good way? That good way is the law, Moses' law, also called the people's law. Of course, I have read it. I have presented it on this program. Moses' law, the people's law, is in the archives of Lawmaster. Yes. Where is the good way, and walk therein? Question and a commandment. The people have no excuse. I have presented the good way. I have presented the law, the people's law, the law of Moses. And now the people should walk in that good way. And that good way, obviously, of course, comes from the Authorized Version Bible. The whole head of the Christian church is corrupt, and it is in a state of disobedience. It flaunts a doctrine of lies, and it advocates an unlawful faith, a faith which is contrary to the faith of the AVB, the faith which God has revealed and made known to the people, the faith consisting of the evidential substances of things I, the Lord God, have brought forth and presented to the people. Now at this time, I will present statements showing the Bible's condemnation of the Christian clergy, the papacy, and the Christian religion. I begin with a statement, Psalm 37:12, the wicked. Now, let me identify the wicked. Let me expose the wicked. The wicked here and in the AVB, and especially in the statements that I present to you now at this time, the wicked is a reference to the Christian clergy. The wicked is a reference to the papacy. Now, I will begin at the very beginning of this. Some of these statements I've brought forth before, and as we get on down, there are others. So you can get a good picture, a good word picture of the wicked, the evil, the deceitful. Isaiah 63:15, 18, and 8. Lord, look down from heaven and behold from the habitation of thy holiness. Lord, here is a reference to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Look down from heaven and behold from the habitation of thy holiness. Thy holiness is a reference to the Pope. The Pope, the head of the Christian church, the head of the Catholic Church, the Bishop of Rome. Look down from the, behold from the habitation of thy holiness, the Gentiles who are the people of thy holiness. His holiness has said, surely they, the Gentiles, are my people. Now, the Bible presents a case which is against the papacy, the Christian clergy, and the Christian religion. These things that I present to you are a part of that case. Next statement, Psalm 48:1. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. These two statements show that the place, the habitation of his holiness has become the place belonging to God and the place in God's control, in God's hand. Jeremiah 23:9. It is said, I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine hath overcome because of the Lord. And it goes on to say, and because of the words of his holiness. I have read the words of his holiness just here lately. Of course, they can be found in Lawmaster's archives. You don't have to go far back at all. So, what is clearly being talked about so far by mentioning or the Lord, God, Tommy L. Hart, the Pope, the papacy, and the Gentiles. Though His Excellency, Job 20:6-7, though His Excellency mount up to the heavens, and his head reached to the clouds, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? Keep in mind, these statements are against the papacy. They, being against the papacy, they are against Christianity. They are against the church. And since the papacy and the Gentiles have been partners in crime, it is against the Gentiles also, who are named in the first statement, which I read, Isaiah 63:15, 18, and 8. Job 37:5-4, God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, thundereth marvelously with his voice. He thundereth with the voice of his excellency. The voice of his excellency is in God's hand. As I said, I have read his voice. I read his voice, I believe, the last time in my last discourse. Of course, that voice is in Longmaster's archives. You don't have to go far back to get it. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, thundereth marvelously with the voice of His Excellency, saying, though His Excellency mount up to the heavens and His head reach to the clouds, yet He shall perish forever like His own dung. They which have seen Him shall say, where is He? Psalm 60, verse 6, God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken with regard to His holiness. I just did. Psalm 105, verse 1, and Psalm 30, verse 4, O give thanks to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Remember earlier, I read that they which have seen Him, His holiness, shall say, where is He? So, the Bible here speaks of the time when His holiness is no longer around, no longer in existence. His habitation has been possessed by God, and His people are become the servants of God. Give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Give thanks to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, at the remembrance of His holiness. Evil has been put down. Psalm 47, verse 8, God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, sitteth on the throne of His holiness. That which has belonged or did belong to His holiness is now in God's possession. His habitation, His people, His city, and now His throne, the throne of His holiness, has become, is now possessed by God. Psalm 109:14, let the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, remember the iniquity of his fathers. Those of the papacy. That whole succession of popes. Let the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, remember the iniquity of the whole succession, the whole line of popes. Listen, the case, the evidence goes on to say, Psalm 37:12, the wicked plotteth against the just. Let me go back and speak about briefly about the iniquity of the popes. The iniquity. That of the curse. They are responsible for the curse. The Gentiles curse. Papacy and Gentiles curse against black people. I've read, and it is in my archives, a statement from Revelation 18, where it shows black people to be among things that are bought and sold. The iniquity of the papacy, reducing black people to the status of merchandise. Attempted genocide of the black race. Deceiving black people. Let the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, remember the iniquity of the papacy. Now, the papacy and the Gentiles are partners in crime. By the statement there in Revelation 18, let me turn to it to make sure that that's where it is. Okay. Revelation 18, verses 12 through 13. Let me read it. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all pine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves. That is a word picture of a law. A law, of course, which no longer holds, but it is the word picture of a law which was in operation some time ago. That word picture which I just read, coming from the papacy, gave the Gentiles, the people of the papacy, the power to buy and sell black people. It gave the Gentiles the power to see black people not as people, but as slaves and as merchandise which can be bought and sold. And that is what they did to black people. They bought with black people. They bought and sold black people. They mass-produced black children. Let the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, remember the iniquity of his fathers and the Gentiles, the papacy and the Gentiles, partners in crime. So we see that the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, has not forgotten the iniquity having to do with the Gentiles' possession and enslavement of black people. It's recorded in the Bible. In that Revelation chapter 18 statement, it is obvious, it is clear, black people are placed among things that are bought and sold, and history teaches us that the Gentiles bought and sold black people. History teaches us that black people were slaves, made slaves by the Gentiles and the papacy, partners in crime, the Gentiles and the papacy. Now, and quickly, Psalm 106, I believe 106 or 107, I'll see when I get there. Psalm 106, verses 41 and 42. And he gave them, he, the papacy, gave them, black people, into the hand of the heathen, the Gentiles. And they that hated them, the Gentiles who hated the black people, ruled over them. History teaches us the same thing. The black people's enemy also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection. They, the black people, were brought into subjection under their enemies, the papacy and the Gentiles' hand. Those things cannot be denied. Those things actually happen. History tells us so. The Bible tells us so also, obviously. Okay, so the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has remembered the iniquity, that specific iniquity of the fathers, the papacy, the line of popes, to the present, and their partners in crime, the Gentiles. Now, moving on. As I said, the Bible presents a case against the papacy, the Gentiles, the Christian religion, the clergy. These things I read are part of that case. Psalm 37:12, wicked, a wicked. So we see the operation of the wicked. I just read wickedness done by the wicked. Revelation 18 statement, the Psalm 106 statement. Okay? Now, wicked. The wicked have been identified. The wicked being, from the view of the Bible, the wicked being the papacy and their partners in crime, the Gentiles. So now when we go to Psalm 37:12, we know who the wicked are. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The wicked plot against the good. Let me use the Bible word, the just. Those which are just, shown to be right. Psalm 35:20. They, the wicked, devise deceitful matters. Think about all the rhetoric of the coming from the papacy, the archbishops, all the rhetoric coming from the Christian clergy. They devise deceitful matters. Jeremiah 5:26. Talking about the wicked, talking about the partners in crime, talking about, and notice, the wicked, those in religion, those in religion. Let's read on. What else is presented here? Jeremiah 5:26. They lay wait. Who? The wicked. The partners in crime that I described. They lay wait. They devise deceitful matters. They plot against the just. They lay wait as he that set snares. They set a trap. Listen, they catch men. They catch men by their deceitful matter which they have devised. The religious verbiage, the religious garbage, the Bible calls those things deceitful matters. Something deceitful is certainly not good. So they lay wait as he that sets snares, they set a trap, they catch men. Jeremiah 5:27. Let me ask this question. Who do Christian ministers go after? They go after people. The Catholic Church boasting here lately of this 1.2 billion people. I don't know how many are in the Protestant thing. That's a lot of people. They set traps. They catch men. They devise deceitful matters. Oh, they use terms like spiritual, the spirit, faith, they devise deceitful matters in order to do what? In order to catch men. Jeremiah 5:27. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses, their church houses, okay? So are their houses full of deceit. The Bible has no good thing to say about the Christian clergy, not even their houses, their places of worship, if you want to call them that, their church houses. Their temples, huh? So are their houses, their temples, their synagogues, their church buildings, big or small. So are their houses full of deceit. They set traps. They devise wicked matters. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. And the people who go there, what? The people receive the deceit. They catch men. The Christian clergy from the papacy on down, they catch men. Isaiah 9:16 and Psalm 12:2. The Gentile leaders of black people cause them, the black people, to err. Do wrong, believe wrong by giving them a wrong faith. They speak vanity. Who is the they? Who are the leaders? The Gentiles. Black people didn't come up with a thing about Jesus. They were by the Gentiles. In the beginning, it was forced upon them. Jesus was forced upon black people by the papacy and the Gentiles. So now we speak of a victim. A victim. I've spoken about the partners in crime, and of course I've spoken also about the victims in a previous statement as well. But in this statement, this is another statement about or concerning the victim of the partners in crime. So who thus far is named in the case against the papacy, the Gentiles, their religion, the preachers, the clergy, Christian clergy, that's in the Bible? Who I mentioned? The partners in crime, consisting of the papacy and the Gentiles, all the Gentiles, the Christian clergy, just talked about, the Gentiles are talked about, their teaching, their doctrine is talked about, deceitful matters, they catch men, a fisherman uses bait to catch fish. A trapper or a hunter can set traps to catch birds and all. These, by their religious verbiage, religious garbage, these catch men. That's not good. Evil is not good. Deceit is not a good thing. Deceit is not a virtue. Virtue. We know this. Moving on. James 3:9. It's actually a confession that I presented in this piece. We, it's coming from the papacy and the Gentiles, we curse men which are made after the similitude of God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Men who look Black God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, the Gentiles, and the papacy curse. That's what the statement says. We curse men who are made after the similitude of God, who look like God with respect to race, color. That's what the statement says. Clearly, we curse men. What men? Which are made after the similitude of God. Who is God? God is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. So their statement, their confession says, we curse men which are made after the similitude of Tommy L. Hart. Because Tommy L. Hart is the Bible's God. The papacy says, all these things are against me. Psalm 10, verse 7. Psalm 10, 7 says, listen. His mouth. Whose mouth? The mouth of the clergyman or clergywoman. The mouth of the papacy. The mouth of the Bishop of Rome. Because these things are talking about religious leaders and their cohorts being the Gentiles. Now, speaking in the singular, it says, his mouth. But the singular is a reference to the plural. Their mouth. Whose mouth? The mouth of the Christian clergy. And clergy what? Entails the papacy. You know what clergy means. The preachers, the Christian ministers, they may be, they may go as, pass as Jews. They may pass as Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Baptists, Catholic, the Christian clergy. The Christian clergy person, his mouth is full of cursing. They just said they curse men. Okay? They curse black people. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Setting traps, catching men, plotting against the just. His tongue, let's see, go back here. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. The Bible has no good thing to say about the Christian minister. No good thing. Psalm 36:4. He devises mischief upon his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Just said, your mouth is full of cursing, deceit, and fraud. Those are evil things. Evil people deceive others, defraud others, and curse others. Evil people, workers of iniquity. Isaiah 32:7, he devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words. The case is clear. Psalm 36:3, the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. Well, now notice, it does not say some of their words are. it says the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with words. He devises mischief upon his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. They curse men who look like God. They curse men who are of the same race as God. They cause black people to err by speaking vanity to them. All these words, vanity, deceit, fraud. Oh. Their houses full of deceit, full of deceit. They set traps, they set snares, they catch men. They devise deceitful matters, they plot and devise deceitful matters. And listen, what one statement said, to destroy, not build up, to destroy the poor with lying words. Now, the poor here, throughout the Bible, one descriptive term the Bible uses to identify black people is poor. I don't know how black people were before the Gentile invasion and conquest, conquering of black people. But the Gentiles certainly made black people poor. Slaves were not rich. Black people were made poor by the plotting and conspiring and partnering of the papacy and the Gentiles. You see, in these statements, the Bible has nothing good to say about the papacy, about the Christian clergy. About Judaism. About the wicked. Psalm 109:17. Psalm says this: as he loved cursing, so let it come to him. That's what is written. I read it. They have already admitted, the papacy and the Gentiles already admitted that they curse black people. The world knows that Gentiles made slaves of black people. What have I done? I have found that the Pontiff, His Holiness, is described in the above prayer. Let me read the prayer because I didn't read it. There's a prayer that says, Psalm 43:1, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Now, anyone who curses others for no reason, just because they hate them, who curses others, deceives others, and defraud others, that person is unjust. That's what the Christian clergy does. That's what the Gentiles do. Because the papacy uses the Gentiles to what? Do their work, do their evil, perform their evil. That's why they are partners in crime. Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Now, I have identified the deceitful and unjust man. Anyone of the Christian clergy, whoever is a Christian, minister, pope, preacher, rabbi, priest, and Judaism is included in this because the Jews, those Gentiles who pass as Jews who say they are Jews, they are Gentiles, and they use the Bible. Whether they use it in part or in all, they use the Bible. Now, yes, wicked. Let me just go over and look at some adjectives, if I can do that. Okay. And maybe nouns, adjectives and nouns. Even verbs, cursing, iniquity, deceit, wicked, lying, mischief, fraud, deceit, vanity. Plotting. Setting traps, snares. An analogy, as a cage is full of birds. Air. Vanity, I think I said that. Anyway, we get the picture. The picture is clear. I have found that the Pontiff, His Holiness, is described in the above prayer as deceitful and unjust. I have found that His Holiness is referred to as that man of sin in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. I have found that every Christian minister is a person of sin. I have found that the whole succession of popes is a line of deceitful, unjust, and wicked men. I have found that the Christian religion is founded on deceit and wickedness and lies. Okay. All right. The judgment. The judgment, part one. The judgment is against the papacy, the Christian ministers, the Christian religion. The judgment, part one, sum and substance. Jeremiah 8:10, Matthew 23:8, Matthew 23:28, that is. Romans 3:10, Isaiah 9:17, 2 Timothy 3:2-4, 2 Timothy 3:8. From the prophet, Christian minister, Bible teacher, priest, bishop, archbishop, etc., to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Outwardly they appear righteous to men, but inwardly they are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. What a condemnation against the papacy and the whole of the Christian clergy. There is none righteous, no, not one. Everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer. This is a conclusion coming from the statements which I just read. The conclusion is part of the judgment, part one. Everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer. They are fierce lovers of their own selves. They are proud, unthankful, and unholy, meaning sinful, wicked, blasphemers, and false accusers. They are resistors of the truth of the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. They are men having corrupt minds. Anyone who does the things that I just laid out before you, you know, in those first statements which I read about the mouth full of cursing, they cursing men, they plotting against the just and all. They're a hypocrite and an evildoer. They are fierce lovers of themselves, resistors of the truth. They have corrupt minds. Their minds are corrupt. That's what the Bible says. Okay. These are not my words. These are the words of the Holy Bible. These are the words of the AVB. I wish I could read that again, that complete statement which I just read, the judgment part one. But let me move on to part two. The judgment part two, the charge against the papacy and the Christian church, 1 Corinthians 6:8, Galatians 5:4, Jeremiah 5:3, Jeremiah 5:12. And this is not intended to be a complete listing of charges. The charge against the papacy, the whole of the Christian clergy. Ye do wrong and defraud. You are fallen from grace. They have refused to receive correction. They have belied the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. They are charged with giving false and misleading information, deceiving and defrauding and genocide. The judgment part three, Jude 18:12-19. The verses of Jude 18:12-19. Psalm 37:20, Psalm 37:10, Psalm 36:12. They are mockers walking. Let's get this clear, who's being spoken of. Those are the papacy, the Bishop of Rome, the whole of the Christian clergy. They are mockers walking after their own ungodly lust, feeding themselves without fear. They are clouds without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit is withered without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. These are those who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. Don't they talk about the Spirit? The AVB says they do not have that which they talk about with regard to a Spirit. Having not the Spirit. The wicked, remember that they tell lies, they deceive. With the Spirit talk, they deceive people. That's just one of the means of deceiving people, the Spirit talk. The wicked talk, the Virgin Mary talk, it goes on and on. The wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall be consumed. The wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. The workers of iniquity are fallen. They shall not be able to rise. Judgment Part 4, spoken to the papacy and the Christian church. Ezekiel 28:16-19. That is Ezekiel 28:16-18-19. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Papacy, Christian clergy. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries, religious buildings, buildings used for religious purposes. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore, I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt never be any more. That is said to the head of the Christian church, the papacy, the Bishop of Rome, the whole of the Christian clergy, the whole of the Christian religion. That's what it said against them. Comment, Luke 16:15. The papacy and the Christian church are highly esteemed among men. They are abominable in the sight of God. But the judgment says what? First it says they have sinned. Those are the papacy, the clergy, the Bishop of Rome and all. They have sinned. They are fallen from grace. and it says, they are fallen, they shall not be able to rise, speaking of the judgment against them. They shall not be anymore. They shall be consumed. Not only does the Bible present a case, credible case, highly credible, credible. Not only does it present a case against the papacy and the Christian clergy, it presents a judgment. That I have given you a word picture, a good, clear word picture of the papacy, the Christian clergy, and even in part of the papacy's partners in crime, the Gentiles. I hold with the opinions of the Authorized Version Bible. It is written, that which is determined shall be done. You heard me read the judgment, the Bible says. And that judgment is a determined thing. That which is determined shall be done. Are you a part of that evil outfit known as the Christian religion, Christianity? Have you turned to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Tommy L. Hart is real. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is real. And he is not about deceiving the people, but he is about delivering and giving truth to the people. Because through that truth he gives, you can be saved from the deceit of those who set traps to catch you and have caught you, caught your family members, caught most of the people in your race. Turn to the Lord God. Obey the law. Study the discourses in Lawmaster's archives. Listen to them. Listen to them. Listen to them. But more than listen, obey. Do what you're said. Do what you're told to do. Do what you're told to do. Obedience is what it's about. Join me again next time for another discourse coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Sunday morning, 8:00 Eastern Time. Join me then. Thank you.